Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beaky's tournament coming up this week. It gets underway Wednesday. Seton Hall with the 11 seed against Villanova. The winner plays the 3 seed UConn Thursday night, and St. John's as the 1 will play in the first game Thursday. That's a noon
tip. So are those games going to be on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Where?
Conference tournament?
Yeah.
Same place they normally are? No?
Well, that's the app. They're not on the radio.
Okay.
I know NCAA tournament, so they will. I'm wondering if they will for the conference tournament. Yeah, I'm just wondering if they'll be on the radio somewhere. I know in the NCAA tournament, they'll figure out a way to be on the radio somewhere. I was wondering about the Big East tournament.
Don't know the
answer. Didn't see. Okay. Just curious.
Maybe we can text Mink and inquire.
Well, I could ask Brandon, too. He'll know.
I think Brandon's doing all the games from here on out.
Yeah, well, especially the ones the garden makes easy for them, no doubt.
All right, well, you've got that. And this was the final call from Saturday's OT win at Marquette.
R.J. Lewis with 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 1-on-1. Lewis, straight away 3, bouncing off back iron, no good. Rebound comes to Ross, taken away by Wilson. Edgefor looks it up and good at the buzzer. And St. John's wins. How about that? The Red Storm come away with the victory here in Milwaukee, 86-84.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
Man, good job managing the oxygen there on St. John's Radio as they get the road win to wrap up an exciting and successful regular season.
What are they, 27-4.
27-4. 27-4. And the one seed for Big East tournament. They'll get the winner of Providence and Butler in that first game on Thursday. Meantime, overtime at the Rack, Jersey Shore Arena yesterday.
Jersey Mike's Arena.
That's what I meant.
Jersey Shore would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I meant to say Jersey Mike's. I wrote Jersey Mike's.
Speaking of the Shore, did you go to the Asbury Park St. Patrick's Day parade?
I did not.
Oh.
I went to the Belmar one last weekend.
Oh, okay.
For a few minutes. I'm not a big parade guy, Jerry.
Well, I know that, but I know your girlfriend is, and I thought you were going to go this weekend, too. Okay.
Nope.
He went to dinner instead, and then felt guilty about what he ate at the restaurant.
Wow. Okie doke. I was just curious.
The ingredients weren't up to par. I got to get that restaurant. You said one restaurant in Monmouth County that has acceptable ingredients. We'll have to discuss that off there. That's what he says.
One restaurant.
Yeah, one.
And that's the reason for all these injuries, too, by the way.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Garrett Cole wouldn't be going for Tommy John if he would just cut out the seed oils. That's the takeaway.
I've been saying that for years. Switch over, get that canola oil out of your diet, and you'll be throwing 200 innings, no problem.
Stanton's elbows would be fine.
Yeah.
You know, all these things.
Maybe vitamin deficient in some cases.
Perhaps.
There might be something to that. I don't think it's the whole story, but it could be part of it.
I guess you could counter that by like all these older pitchers back in the day that weren't getting hurt.
They were eating Hungry Man.
Yeah, right.
Different ingredients back then.
That's what smoking cigarettes. Yeah. And
that too.
Yeah, clean tobacco.
Well, you got an answer for everything.
Clean tobacco.
Was Paul Mall clean tobacco back in the day?
Before all the additives were added.
The additives were added. Oh, ow. Here you go. Jersey Mike's Arena yesterday with Jerry on the call.
Patterson, dribble drive, jump pass, taken away by Harper. Harper goes right at the rim, lays it in. And Rutgers takes a 69-63 lead with 1:42 to go in overtime.
Yeah, it's Jerry here on the fan. Rutgers would go on to beat Minnesota 75-67 in OT. Scarlet
Let's see
Knights.
If they have the spin move here.
Get the 11 seed.
No, they don't. Harper made a move, G, that was just dazzling, if you will.
Oh, you tweeted out, you quote tweeted the video, didn't you?
No.
What did I see? I thought you commented on something where you said, like, you know.
I said final regular season game?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing you with my buddy Craig Helfgott, who's a big Rutgers fan.
Oh, okay.
Consumes all your stuff.
Oh, that's very
and he
nice.
Put out the video of said spin move talking
pretty cool,
about
right?
how we're going to look back and realize this guy was here for 1 year. And
one
he's
year.
So talented and all
but
that.
But it's 1 year. He's 18 years old.
Yeah.
1 year. We're 19 now.
All right, well, you'll get USC on Wednesday from Indianapolis, so enjoy that trip. Hope it goes well for you later on this week.
Right on.
At the Garden, Rangers fell behind 3-1. They took a penalty in the second period. Braden Schneider scored a shorthanded goal, and then less than a minute later...
Chinnikov slowed down, broken up by Kreider. Here comes the man again with Kreider. Kreider's the man again. Kreider scores! Another shorthanded goal to tie it.
I mean, Sam sounds great. The awesome. Garden's up for grabs. You know, first time the Rangers have scored two shorthanded goals, killing the same penalty in 11 years. You'd think they'd do something
you would
with
think
that.
So.
Yeah, they never scored again. Columbus was 4 unanswered, including a hat trick for Adam Fantilli. Blue Jackets 7, Rangers 3. Some quick post game thoughts from JT Miller.
Well, we just had too many breakdowns. I guess on behalf of, I got to be much better. I think our line on the wrong end of things too much today, and that's on me.
It's on him, Al. Starts with him. There
it's
you go.
It's on me.
On him.
Yeah.
He's new around here and he's already got the post game speak. So not a good weekend for them. They blew a lead in Ottawa Saturday. They get their butts kicked on home ice last night, so not good, but still just 1 point out of a playoff spot. The Devils beat the Flyers 3-1 down in Philadelphia. Cody Glass scored in his team debut, and Eric Halla broke a lengthy goal scoring slump upwards of 30 games.
Wasn't Cody Glass the name in the Brady Bunch? The sister's fake imaginary boyfriend?
Cody Glass.
Yeah. Wasn't that...
Before my time, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not that much older than you. I like reruns.
Jan?
Yes. Her imaginary boyfriend. Remember everyone
George,
meet him?
George Glass?
Oh, George. Okay.
The mystery
Maybe
behind
it was George
the
Glass. Okay.
Brady Bunch.
George my Glass. Bad. I don't know why I thought it was Cody, but
well,
okay.
You got the right
George Glass.
You got the right last name.
I did. Okay.
Eric Halla breaks the slump, which we heard led to this post game last hour.
The defense is almost more important now with Jack Hughes out.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. You've been tripping about my goal scoring for the past couple months, so I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So he has that, but he also acknowledged.
If I've ever been on a schneid like that before, so it was getting a little frustrating for sure.
Schneid and the chirping. It's interesting because he's finished.
A long time.
He's been in Minnesota since he was 17. So I guess he picked up some of that accent up there. Islanders lost to the Ducks in Anaheim 4-1. Also from the Caps game yesterday, Alex Ovechkin continues to chip away.
Wilson was trying to feed Ovechkin, but in tight quarters, Ovechkin got it away. He scores! A backhander from the red line! He did it! Ovechkin scores from long distance! It's goal 886!
So career point 1,600. That was on Caps Radio. Empty net goal for him as they beat the Kraken 4-2. They had one of those Donnybrooks in that game, G. Big line brawl. Guys were getting after each other. You know, even those East-West games sometimes, they get a little jacked up. I love those hockey players, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's when people start talking about hockey, yes. Right? It was a big hit that's illegal, and then some line brawls. That's when everybody gets into it.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right. Not a lot of sound today, so I've got moment of the day for you.
All right, very good.
All right, so you were outlining three things that went down at your friend's St. Patrick's Day party, Bayshore Parade, in and around there, that basically reinforced your age, getting older. Mm-hmm. Number one was the guy that came up to you and asked if you were Gio and then said that his dad loves you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then we had the young guy who dressed as St. Patrick but dyed his beard gray, yet you've had gray beard for about 15 years
so. Mm-hmm.
And then number three was outlined here.
Our friend Little Boomer, Scott.
Okay.
So Scott is a little person, and we hire Little Boomer for Boomer and Geo Live, the second one, the first one at the Paramount. Turns out that he does this leprechaun gig at my friend's St. Patty's Day
party. Small world, man.
Yeah, no pun intended. So I'm waiting for him because we had plans, and he was getting there at a certain time, so I'm waiting for Scott to show up so I could talk to him and see him, you know? He comes in, and the place erupts, and they're going, Scotty, Scotty. So I pull out my phone to video his entrance, and I'm smiling, holding the phone. And then this young lady, probably 22 tops, taps me on the shoulder, goes, sir, you're not recording. And I went, thanks. Appreciate that. And I was like, hey, Scott, good to see you, man. I got to go home.
So I'm a school teacher. I'm a phys ed teacher in Staten Island. You know, I teach all day, this and that. And we have this new substitute teacher, 27 years old, smoking hot, right? So every now and then I notice, you know, she's coming around the gym to ask me where this classroom is or how these kids are or this and that. So I kind of think she's like flirting me with a little bit. So I feel like great. I got my bravado going. I'm feeling awesome. only to find out like 3 weeks later she's trying to set me up with a 52-year-old mother.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, that one hurts. Oh, that one really hurts.
That's tough.
That's definitely worse than your three things, yeah. No offense.
Yeah, no, of course. No, it definitely is. I just wonder if, like, people recognized him, and he's talking about like his colleague who's smoking hot. Smoking hot.
I thought the same exact thing.
All right, very good, CeeLo. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Wednesday.
All right.